The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Poker Royals on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Poker Royals, 9371 Richmond Avenue, where we got a tournament starting at 6 o'clock. $9.75. Get out here. Win your spot into the tournament on Saturday, which, guess what? I'll be here, and there'll be a bounty on me.
Nice.
So I'm going to be playing. The tournament starts at 4 o'clock. We'll talk about all that. Cool place, man. Really nice setup and over 50 TVs, so we'll be able to watch college football and talk about that while we're playing Saturday. 713-780-ESPN's the number. You'll want to use that for the text line because we don't take any phone calls when we're on location. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show as well. Also have to tell you, we're doing the Gau Media Pick'em Challenge. Mm-hmm. Just go to GauMedia.com/Pick'em2018. And basically, or you can just go to the website. It's on the ESPN 975 website. But you're not picking against the spread. So for those of you who aren't gamblers, you're just picking games. And basically, each week, we're giving away three prizes. This week's prizes, first place, free night at any Red Roof Inn in the country, in America.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Dinner for four at Chewy's.
Nice.
I would love it there. Yeah, I do. That's a good place. That's not too far from here either. Nope. That may be my plan Saturday.
That's a close one.
Go over there and eat and then come play the tournament. And then a King's Beer House gift card for third. So it's free to play. Get in there. We're all playing. Not that I need another pick 'em to be in, but, hey, it's just straight up. And it's a lot of fun, and you get a chance to win. I hope I win the Chewies. I want to finish second.
That's not a bad call.
Yeah. I mean,
Are those prizes for us or for listeners?
For listeners, but if I finish second, I'm poaching the damn thing. I'll give them, yeah, because I like to eat at Chewies. I would have earned that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's also going to be season-long, so you can jump in whenever. It'll be a lot of fun. Also, on SportsMap today, I've already posted AJ's UFC preview, which it's a little early. Usually he doesn't do it until Friday morning, but that's up. We've got Cody Stutes did an inside look at the Texans' Week 1 opponent. You've got AJ's fantasy rankings up. And then you've got Joel Blank saying Bregman in historic company during AL MVP push.
It's a video?
It's a video, so I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it yet.
I don't like watching videos.
If he uses those same stats, I'm going to throw up. The doubles. If he mentions how many doubles Alex Bregman has, I'm going to throw up.
All right, well, who found that?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Probably Astros PR is who found it. I'm getting a text from one of my buddies even. you still think Astros should have included Bregman in a deal for Sale? And I said, yes, Chris Sale is still a better baseball player than Alex Bregman. After last year's postseason and him keeping this team afloat on offense, you really say that? LOL, it's okay to hate him. Don't let it cloud your judgment, though. Just in case, I know everyone has seen Alex Bregman all year. In case you've missed out on what Chris Sale's done this year, his ERA currently, 1.97. Is that good?
That's okay.
How about 13.5 strikeouts per nine innings? Is that good?
Nah, it's all right.
The last time Chris Sale wasn't in the top five Cy Young voting was 2012. And in 2012, he was sixth in the voting. We're making one, like, it's a great year that he's having, Alex Bregman. But we're taking a small sample and saying, well, you were wrong. No, I wasn't wrong. I still stand by what I said. And you can say what you want about Alex Bregman had some timely hits, timely home run last year in the playoffs. Alex Bregman also hit .233 over the course of the playoffs last year. That was his playoff batting average, .233. So, yes, the couple of hits he had came at a really great time, but he still hit .233 during the playoffs. I think that we're just looking at the stats we want to and not looking at the big picture, and you have to look at everything. And like I said, I think Alex Bregman's arguably turning into a great player, but is there any denying that Chris Sale's a great player? You've known for years.
And at the time, I think it would have made sense. If you ask me now, I'd say, well, I think this Astros team needs a bat more than they need another
arm. That's understandable. But when I made that claim,
yeah,
there was no Gerrit Cole here. There was no Justin Verlander here. Charlie Morton was still he was old Charlie Morton. He was Chuck. Like, this is
But now
the team is shaped differently.
Now I wouldn't do it at all.
That's a fair argument,
because I think they need the bats more than they need another arm.
That's fair. But if you're starting a team from scratch, would you rather have Alex Bregman or Chris Sale?
Yeah, I think that's a different conversation, because now you bring age into play. Are you going to be able to get? I mean, there's not many pitchers.
Chris Sale's not 30 yet, mind you.
No. I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't. I would still lean that way, but I don't think it's a slam dunk as it was a couple years ago for me. Taylor says, listener who wins the pick'em should be able to do a whole show with you guys in studio. Thoughts? No. Just because you pick well doesn't mean you're going to come on radio and be great. No, I think we'll do something. And also for the survival pool we did on ESPN, I'll have some kind of prize for the winner.
Yeah.
It may be something simple, but we'll do, like, the two of them we have. We have the Yahoo one that AJ set up, have the ESPN one that I set up, which you can still get in and just go to my Twitter feed and find it. But whoever wins both of those, we'll get you guys some kind of prize. This is a station-wide thing, so they've got all these prizes set up. So we're just the ones that we ran. Those two, we'll come up with something for you guys. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I don't know, I just feel like I'm having to defend Alex Bregman here, and I don't really
want to. I'm not asking you to defend. I mean, you don't have to defend him. It's not like I'm saying the guy's no good. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying maybe we're overreacting to a small sample size.
Well, it's gotten to be a pretty good sample size going back to the halfway through last season.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like 3 years ago, everybody with Carlos Correa. I can't believe you would say you'd take this guy over Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa is the best thing ever. And now it's like, well, maybe he's not the best thing ever. Chris Sale's been Chris Sale for 7 years now. 7 years compared to midway point of last season, that's a big difference, Fred. You know that. It's not like
I just don't see the point in this argument anymore. That's all.
Okay.
I guess people are always going to bring it up because you were so adamant about it, but I think both teams are pretty happy with what they've got
right
now.
I'm sure they are.
So, I don't know. I don't know what you want me to tell you. Because I do think at this point where they are, I think Bregman's going to get a lot better.
He could.
And just because I was wrong that Carlos Correa was going to be a star doesn't mean I'm going to say that this guy's not going to keep improving, especially since, yeah, if you just kind of look at his last 162 and ever since halfway through last season, I mean, the guy's been on this pace now for a year and a half, and he's only at his third year in the league. I think he's going to get better. But and that's why I think it's hard to say, okay, I would trade this guy for this guy right now, because he is becoming an established major leaguer.
No doubt.
At the time. Now, if you tell me, hey, they take Kyle Tucker for Chris? Absolutely, I'd do it tomorrow.
But you know who wouldn't do that?
The Red Sox.
The Astros.
No, the Astros probably would.
Well,
at this point,
I don't know. Maybe they've seen Kyle Tucker and now they know.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. They probably wouldn't. I think they look at Tucker and Whitley as untouchable. But I would trade either one of those in a heartbeat for Chris Sale, and I'll say that again.
Kyle says, I think Jeff Luhnow made the right decision. Position players have to play every day. Again, it's easy to say that Jeff Luhnow made the right decision now that Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole aren't on the team. Let's say there's no Justin Verlander here and no Gerrit Cole here, and it's Dallas Keuchel and a bunch of homeless guys pitching for the last month. You'd probably be singing a different tune.
It's what you were last year before the Verlander trade. It was Keuchel and it was McCullers when he was healthy. And Morton pitched over his head, but then you were throwing Peacocks out there.
But things were falling apart, too.
Yeah. And then it all came together when they got Verlander. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, because I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz here at Poker Royals, 9371 Richmond Avenue. And tournament tonight at 6, $9.75. Get your tails down here because you're going to get a chance to play poker, for one thing, and you're going to get a chance to win a spot. They're giving away four spots into the big tourney this weekend, worth up to $20,000. And basically, if you come out, and just by coming out and signing up, you're going to get three raffle tickets that they're going to draw. We already drew one, but they're going to draw one every 30 minutes, and you're going to give away four spots. You bring a friend, you get three extra chances to win, and you can come out and win some money. They got a nice spread of food out here. It's a really cool place. And the cool thing about the Saturday tournament, man, that's I'm going to be playing. And
well, that's the coolest thing.
There will be a bounty on me. So if you want to come up and if you come out here now while we're on the air and either win a seat or register for a seat, you get an extra $5,000 in chips. How about that? So just tell them, hey, I want to get signed up for the tournament, and you're going to get an extra $5,000 in chips. And also at 6 o'clock, we're going to give away Mexico-Uruguay tickets. So the first person who walks over to the promo table at 6 o'clock and tells them, hey, I want Mexico-Uruguay tickets, you're going to Mexico-Uruguay.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, it's a hell of a deal. I want to take care of the people who come out here.
Now, Kyle, the only thing I don't like about the Blitz, AJ's full-on troll Jeff Luhnow mode. I don't understand it. I don't think AJ is capable of being the GM Jeff Luhnow is. He makes it seem like he's bad at his job and he just won the bleeping World Series. No one's saying Jeff Luhnow's bad at his job. He won the World Series. I'm just some guy talking. All I'm saying is it's easy to say that they made the right call because they got Justin Verlander. If they didn't get Justin Verlander last year, I don't care what Alex Bregman does. Astros don't win the World Series if Justin Verlander doesn't show up here. They were in total free fall tailspin mode, and then Justin Verlander showed up and everything calmed down and the Astros became what they were. If the Justin Verlander thing doesn't work out, the Astros don't win. And then Jeff Luhnow, it's a lot more in question. I'm not the one keep saying, everybody keeps asking me, would I still have done that deal? And the answer is still yes, that's all. Because at the time, there was no Gerrit Cole. There was no Justin Verlander. It's easy to say, well, now the Astros have an abundance of starting pitching, because at the time they didn't. If you remember Dallas Keuchel being frustrated because the Astros didn't make a move, and he was like, dude, I can't do this by myself. That's what the Astros were before Justin Verlander last year. And people quickly forget that happened. I'm not trying to troll Jeff Luhnow.
I don't think at any point you said that.
I think the Astros are by far the easiest team to get behind in this town. It's not even debatable that they're the easiest team to get behind in this town. I'm an Astros fan. I like them. I like this team. I like what they've put together. I'm not trying to troll Jeff Luhnow. I think he's very good at his job. I think he's done great. And you know, I'm not an MLB GM. But when the question's asked of me, I'm going to give my answer. I'm not saying that Jeff Luhnow did anything wrong. But the fact is, like you mentioned him earlier, Kyle Tucker, sometimes the Astros look at prospects like they are guaranteed locks to be great.
I think that's almost every team and fan base does that.
That's not true.
The
Red Sox traded away their top prospect in the blink of an eye. Yoan Moncada, who was a higher rated prospect than Alex Bregman ever was, they traded him to the White Sox in the blink of an eye. And do you think they regret it? No, because Yoan Moncada is just a guy. Like most prospects end up being.
But if you go and look at all the other deals they made, they haven't given up their top prospects. That was a one-time thing.
Because they got a one-time special talent.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't use that one example as teams holding onto their prospects.
I can use that one example because they traded for the same guy the Astros didn't want to.
So we're just going to ignore all the other trades that they don't make because they don't want to give those guys up because of that
the
one.
The Yankees historically have given away their best prospects for proven
you know what?
Talent.
I got to tell you, this conversation is really.
It's because you're losing an argument. That's your MO.
Wait. What argument am I losing? What am I arguing you with? All I said was that a lot of teams hold on to their prospects
right,
like that.
A lot of losing teams do.
Oh, God. Really? The team that just won the World Series held on to their prospects.
And I just told you, the Yankees, how many World Series did the Yankees win? Dumping prospects left and right for proven talent.
But they already had the proven talent in the lineup, though. They already had the Mariano Riveras and Jeters and Bernie Williams and all those guys. Those all came up through their system. They already had those guys.
Right. So once you get a good core, like the Astros have now, stop pretending like Kyle Tucker is some untouchable Ted Williams. It's stupid.
I don't know why you're arguing this with me. I'm the one who said I would trade him.
Okay. Well.
But if that's, Derek Fisher last year, they should have traded him. They had opportunities to. But.
Guys, I don't mean to be an a-hole. I retweeted SportsMap with my fantasy rankings. I really, if you ask me this receiver, this receiver, this receiver, I don't have time for it on Twitter. I try to be as interactive as I can during the show, but I honestly don't have it in me to. I spent the time to make those rankings. I went through all the stuff I could, and I posted them. They're on my Twitter timeline. If you want them, click the link and check. I just can't do it.
I'm just waiting to get Brad Powers on because I can't believe we burned almost the entire show talking about the Astros when football starts tonight, and you know. Yeah. And you digging in on Alex Bregman with all these people.
Well, what are you going to do?
I mean, I think it's I think they've done a pretty they've made some mistakes too. They tried to get Sonny Gray. They tried to give a bunch up for him.
Yeah.
Pretty glad that didn't work out,
absolutely,
I'm sure.
Absolutely glad it didn't work out.
And you know, the reason they have this guy is cuz they screwed up their number one pick the year before. Let's not forget that. So it's not like they do everything right, and nobody does. But, you know.
Well, screwing up the number one pick, probably the best thing that happened to them.
Yeah, we don't mention that they screwed up the number one pick a couple of years before that when they could have had Chris Bryant.
Oh, well, Chris Bryant. Oh, big deal.
He's no good,
what's
right?
What's that guy?
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, I think they've made some mistakes, but they've had a lot of things go right. And in this case, I think it worked out the way – it should have for them. Doesn't mean that everything they've done has. And
again, I think the biggest problem is people think that I hate the Astros, and I really don't.
You hate Alex Bregman.
I don't like Alex Bregman as a person. I think Alex Bregman's a hell of a baseball player, but I just think that he's not quite – I'm not saying he can't become an MVP-caliber player. I just don't think it's there yet. And, you know, if you disagree with me, that's fine. And If he wins the MVP this year, I'll have egg all over my face.
I don't think he's. But that's the thing. I don't. At no point have I given the impression that I think he's going to win. I think he's going to be in the conversation, though. He'll be at the tail end of it, but I think he's going to be in the conversation.
Okay.
But at no point did I say, what did I say an hour ago?
He was going to win.
I said J.D. Martinez would be my guy, period.
I'm not, and this isn't all based at you, Fred. You're here. I talk to you because you're the person I get paid money to talk to. You happen to be on the show with me. That's why I talk to you.
Maybe I don't want to hear it anymore.
You know, too bad. You're stuck with me.
I mean, honestly, I really don't give a rat's ass about what people think about your opinion of Alex Bregman. I don't.
Well, you asked me my opinion.
I didn't ask you your opinion.
Yeah, you said, let's get to this. Your thoughts on this Alex Bregman thing.
No, you brought it up, and all I did was mention Joel's video on it. That's all I did.
Okay.
That may have stirred things up a little bit, but since you haven't watched it.
You haven't watched it either.
No.
Quit shaming me.
I'm not shaming you.
Quit map
shaming.
But
I mean, it's like you're tearing into Lance's article that you didn't even read. You're a headline reader.
No, I don't need to be. I've done the research and I have a firm opinion on it. I don't need to
read. So no one else's opinion matters then?
No, no one else's opinion is right. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Ted Cruz. President Trump. Appreciate you. All right. 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Stephen, the weather guy, says it might be a delay in Philly with lightning. Although I'm seeing pictures there.
Dude, they better not do that.
That would suck. What's that number down to?
Pick 'em.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm feeling
good. You got it at 4.5, right?
No, I got it at 3.5.
Oh, okay.
And then for our inner office game, I have it at 3. But, I mean, again, I wouldn't bet it at a pick 'em, but I wouldn't bet the Eagles at a pick 'em either.
I think Robert brings up a good point. Why does Houston care more about winning MVPs than championships?
Well, that's the way it's always been.
Yeah.
And I thought that maybe once they won a championship, that would stop. But it hasn't.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsnet 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Poker Royals on Richmond. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And before we get to Brad Powers, I just have to say, some of your tweets, I'm seeing why A.J.'s so pissed off at you now.
Are you talking? You want to name names?
No, I'm not going to name names.
I am Dustin.
I want to get Brad Powers on so we can talk about something other than this. Although now I just want to beat up on them too because they're silly. But joining us now, lead college football analyst for pregame.com and Mr. College Football. And I love these segments each week.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, because most of the time it's just me. It's just us asking Brad what he thinks of our plays.
That's basically what the segment is.
Yeah, I'm all for that, though. What's going on, Brad?
How are you guys doing on this fine Thursday evening?
We're doing fantastic. I mean, there's professional football on television tonight, so I'm doing great.
Yeah, the defending champs. Getting a lot of disrespect in the marketplace. That game down to pick 'em, even though it's in Philly. That'll be interesting to see if all the big money on the Falcons is going to prove to be correct. A lot of big-time money in college football. Ended up being wrong week one last week.
Well, let me ask you. I went against Phil Steele's lock of the week, which was, he said, Old Dominion minus points against Liberty. My favorite play last week was Liberty plus the points. They won by 42, I think, something like that. I'm on Liberty again against Army. I got it at 10. I think it might be down to 9 now. But
seeing 7.5 now.
Oh, boy. Well, what are your thoughts on this Liberty team and what I think is going to be a team that I'm going to follow a lot this year because I think they're hungry. They know they need to get into a conference to maintain the FBS rating. What are your thoughts on that team?
Yeah, I mean, you got ahead of the line. Big money showed up on Liberty today, dropped another point and a half, 2 points today. It's tough getting a solid power rating. Keep in mind, I mean, Liberty was – it's not like they're North Dakota State at the FCS level. I mean, they've routinely been a 6-5, 7-4 type team. I'm not a huge fan of Turner Gill. I think when they have a chip on their shoulder and he's in that underdog role, it's fine. He's in that dog role again here. But when you're covering the spread by 47.5 points, you can't fly under the radar too much. It would have been probably preferred you just cash that ticket last week. You know, even if they'd have won outright by a touchdown, I'm not sure they would have gotten as much play in the marketplace as they are right now. I'm going to lean with the big money here and lean with them, although I'm a little worried because, you know, this was a team that beat Baylor last year and still found a way to go 6-5 at the FCS level. So I think it's a good team to pick your spots with. I'm not sure this week's the best week to do it, but I still think, obviously, they're a little bit undervalued in the marketplace.
One game that I like a lot is Rice going to Hawaii. Rice coming off what was a pretty good effort against UH, but it was also a big rivalry game for them. Now they're going out on a tough road trip to play a Hawaii team that was already there last week and has just exploded the first 2 weeks since they changed offenses. I see it's up to 18 now, but I absolutely love Hawaii here. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, it's you talk about getting a good power rating on Liberty. It's tough. You know, you can't upgrade Hawaii enough after pulling, you know, easy wins as a double-digit underdog in back-to-back weeks. I mean, this line 2 weeks ago probably would have had Hawaii minus 6-7, and now they're expected to lay 17.5. I mean, there's really only one way to go, and that would be the side of it. Although I say Hawaii's defense, it's different when your offense is putting up, you know, 40-plus points in those first two games and you're catching double digits. With that Hawaii defense, particularly what I've seen in the second half of those two games against, you know, Colorado State and Navy, with those two teams putting up, you know, four touchdowns apiece in the second half, I'm not sure if this is the ideal spot to be laying 17.5 with what is, in my opinion, a relatively below average Hawaii defense.
What do you do with Oklahoma UCLA? I mean, I don't think this would have been 30.5 2 weeks ago. But Oklahoma 30.5 point favorite. I'm more looking at the over because I think Oklahoma could get to the 64 on its own. But what do you think of that spread?
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma can name the score. If they want to crush UCLA, in my opinion, by 40 points, they can do it. I mean, you saw what they did in the first 20 minutes last week where they basically could have yanked the starters out. You know, you mentioned what the line would have been. Well, I can tell you what the line was at the Westgate. All summer long, it was Oklahoma, you know, favored by 21, and it didn't move. So a lot of people didn't see value. So after 1 week of results, and the line's up to 30. I mean, I get an upgrade on Oklahoma and a downgrade on UCLA. I'm not sure I get it to 9 points after just 1 week of action. The only way to bet it, in my opinion, I agree with you, is to take the over.
Let me ask you about my side on a game first, and then I'm going to ask you about something about line movement, because I got this number at 36 and now it's at 34.5. But I like Ball State this weekend against Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame, coming off the Michigan game, I would expect them to sort of be in letdown, like as far as a spot play goes. The line movement, though, the 36 to 34.5, we mentioned the Liberty Army line move. Is Thursday the day that the big money really starts coming in on these college football games, or is there a pattern to when the big moves and lines start to happen?
Yeah, there really isn't a pattern. I think if someone had the answer to that, then obviously that would be great to get in your bets before expected moves. I mean, you'll get big moves on game day. You'll get big moves on a Monday, Tuesday. Depends on information, could depend on weather. I think there's just too many variables to have a set answer. Obviously, I can tell you, you know, bigger money is going to show up routinely later in the week because the handles, you know, allow for bigger bets to be made. I mean, you can't get a lot of cases on Sundays and Mondays. You can't get, you know, $20,000 down at most places, at least in Vegas, on a game. It's only later in the week that you can get down some of those bigger bets. As far as the Notre Dame-Ball State game goes, yeah, I agree with you. I'd lean Ball State here. Obviously, a letdown spot for Notre Dame, even though they looked mighty impressive. And if you want to talk outliers, right now at the 34.5 point line, this is the largest favorite role for Notre Dame since Lou Holtz was the head coach. So a big-time line for Notre Dame to cover after a big game, giving the Cardinals plus the points.
Texas A&M and Clemson, very big game here early on for the Aggies, and can't really tell much from their first game, and really for that matter Clemson, but Clemson going in, I know power ranking wise you've got them way up there. A&M plus 12.5 at home. Jimbo Fisher certainly familiar with Clemson. How do you see that?
Yeah, I'm going to lean with A&M plus the points. I took off a bigger number early in the week at 14. The full two touchdowns obviously would be preferred in this instance, but You're right. I mean, Jimbo knows the Clemson personnel. I get it. Dabo knows Jimbo, but he doesn't necessarily know the Texas A&M personnel. I'm not sure if Jimbo knows exactly what he has, at least in year one, and off a performance against, you know, Northwestern State. I'm not sure that told very much about how good this Texas A&M team can be. I'm a little worried in the Clemson side quarterback spot. You know, we'll see what Trevor Lawrence can do in his first big-time atmosphere. I think as long as Texas A&M, you know, keeps within, you know, distance early, you're talking about one of the better atmospheres we'll probably see in college football this season at night. Kyle Field, number two team in the country visiting. So I think that's worth a little bit. Probably more of a game that I get involved in game live. I mean, Clemson has that ability. We've seen it in the past to do what Alabama does, just take the crowd out of it early, and the game's over before you know it. So I'll be betting this one in-game live. I'll sit stand pat with my Texas A&M plus 14 ticket just to lean on the Aggies right now.
Game here in town on Saturday, Arizona. Now I see it's plus 3.5 at Houston. And Khalil Tate did not look good last week. Arizona did not look good last week. But that kind of went back to the last few games of last year, too. He hasn't, you know, as good as he was early on, he hasn't been quite the same over the last four games.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the rushing at the end of last year, you know, combined last three games, only had 118 yards combined rushing, and obviously didn't look good last year. You know, they probably get a little bit overplayed in the market. At least Arizona, I thought, was overrated in the marketplace at the end of last year. Obviously, they're overrated coming into this year, but, you know, I'm willing to take a flyer on them after that loss. Obviously, Kevin Sumlin got a start at Houston as far as being a head coach. You know, Houston wasn't impressive against Rice. I mean, they had to score the game's final 28 points. Rice missed three field goals. I mean, I'm catching over a field goal here off a loss. Must-win mode for Arizona already in the young season. I like the Wildcats plus the points.
I got to ask you about a game here that I may end up money-lining. After I watched Stanford play last week, and if you look at just the score, you think, man, Stanford just really handled that team. But Fred and I were looking at the box score, and I just saw Bryce Love do nothing in that game. And Bryce Love is the reason why Stanford gets so much love. And if he's, you know, if he's struggling that much last week, what is he going to do against a USC defensive front? And now USC is getting 6 points. It may be a money line play for me. Why do you think Stanford is getting so much love over USC after what I thought was a pretty lackluster week one performance?
Well, I think it's more of a play against USC as well. You know, and keep in mind, San Diego State, I mean, is one of the better group of five teams out there in the country. I mean, they've won at least 10 games each of the last 3 years, and they're more known for the defense side of the ball. I guess I had a different take. I mean, if you told me prior to the game, Love would only have 29 yards rushing, I'd say Stanford would have been in big-time trouble. I took it as a positive that they were able to win and cover. And keep in mind, they had six players suspended as well. All six players were in the two deep. So keep that in mind. I mean, SC, everyone sees, they won by 22. You know, they were looking ahead. I mean, entering the fourth quarter, that was a 19-14 game. They gave up 300 rushing yards to UNLV. So they got to worry about, they can't even defend UNLV's rushing attack. So I think Bryce Love with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. I bet the game early. You know, we're starting to see the value as far, and I thought the value was on Stanford. And you got a true freshman quarterback, JT Daniels, first true road start. Clay Helton's terrible on the road. Keep in mind, he's unbeaten at home. He's 17-0 straight up. On the road, he's 6-14 against the spread. Double revenge for last year. I guess this is probably our biggest disagreement. I like Stanford a lot this week.
All right, that's Brad Powers. He is the lead college football analyst for pregame.com. He's go check out his stuff. He's a great follow on Twitter at BradPowers7 just for his power rankings and everything else that he puts out. Brad, one of my favorite segments of the week. I don't tell RJ I said that because then he'll think he's not my favorite anymore. But great stuff, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, take care, guys. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, sir.
It's Brad Powers. Jeez, I'm banning this topic for the rest of the show. But I see why you're so pissed off at people.
Thank you.
You know what I think we should do?
By the way, I read Lance Erline's article.
Yeah.
I still think he's wrong.
Okay. I think you and Polillo should do an hour together on this.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Polillo will sign up for that in a heartbeat. Please. That guy won't even look me in the eyes. He can't stand the sight of me.
He looks you in the belly button, let's be honest.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Bill Advisor. If you own your home, Listen up. Our friends over at Bill Advisor are about to deliver you some big savings on your home insurance. Shopping for a better deal on your policy, it's always been a hassle. It used to take hours to get a decent quote. Then someone came along and made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. Bill Advisor's got a new system that's even faster, and you'll probably save a bunch of money. They're going to deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. Simple. Grab your phone now. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You send that back, and you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. The savings with Bill Advisor are real. Their average homeowner is saving over $790 a year. Real coverage, real savings, real fast. It's 2018, guys. Nobody has 15 minutes anymore. Bill Advisor finds you savings in seconds. This is the new way to shop and save big on home insurance. One more time, text the word money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote today from Bill Advisor. Sports.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Poker Royals on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Poker Royals, 9371 Richmond Avenue. And coming up at 6 o'clock, they're going to have a tournament out here. How about this for $9.75? And they're giving away four spots to the big tourney this weekend, which is going to be worth up to $20,000. And all you got to do is show up and play. And you got a chance to win a spot. They've got raffle tickets that they're going to be doing. And if you come in, sign up for your membership, you get three raffle tickets. You bring a friend, you get three extra tickets. And the satellite tournament tonight gets you a chance to get into the 20K tourney. And not only that, if you come out now and pre-register for Saturday's tourney, you're going to get $5,000 in extra chips. And how about this? I'm going to come out and play Saturday, and we'll have a bounty on me.
Nice.
So if you knock me out, you're going to get paid. And if you're a blitzer, I'll donk to you. No, I won't. No, there's real money on the line. I'm gonna play as hard as I can. Also, check out sportsmap.com. Lots of great stuff on there, including Joel Blank on the subject that is now banned from the show for the rest of the day. We've got Cody Stutz preview of the Texans. He looks at the New England Patriots. We've got AJ's fantasy football rankings. We've got AJ's UFC 228 preview. We've got story from Brian O'Donnell asking when the Texans will host the opener. He says 2020 at the soonest. I think it's going to take you that long to build an offensive line, and by then all your defense is going to be dead.
Yeah.
And then that was a really good story from a new writer who basically wrote about what team sports taught him about running a company and the commonalities there. It's a very good story.
So that's interesting.
Worth checking out as well. And all good stuff. So
Dustin didn't – he never –
I'm sorry. I love Dustin, but that was just a dumb tweet. Now I see why you're getting all ticked off at people.
Yeah.
I can't get worked up
over. He never explained himself.
I can't get worked up over arguing whether or not a guy's fourth or fifth in MVP versus whether or not that makes him a real contender. But stuff like that, you're just like, whatever. But, all right, I have some really good contenders today for the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. So let's do it.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Okay, this was very competitive today because we had the transgender thing that Lamont tweeted me earlier. That was certainly a contender. But I think this is the winner. A man was arrested late Monday on an animal cruelty charge after he allegedly sexually assaulted, wait for it, a beaver.
Oh, no.
The incident occurred at Columbia Park in Kennewick, Washington, after a woman saw someone hit a beaver with a car. The woman then went home to find a box to bring to the injured beaver to a veterinarian. When she returned, she found a man next to the animal. She initially wondered whether he was comforting the beaver. No, he wasn't comforting.
That's not comfortable.
However, he was on top of the beaver with his pants unzipped. When officers arrived, the beaver was dead. Late last night, officers responded to Columbia Park for a report of a transient male having sexual contact with a wild animal. Richard Delp, 35, was arrested on an animal cruelty charge and, wait for it, possession of methamphetamine. So, meth and a beaver.
Well,
that may be one of the worst ones we've had.
That ain't good.
I mean, I can't even compute that.
Yeah, that's tough for me. I'm not sure what about the beaver would make you feel like you needed to do that. But, yeah, it's really weird.
Is it the tail? Would it be the tail?
I mean, and a beaver can't smell good.
No, well, especially after it's been hit by a car.
Right. I just don't understand what's wrong with some people.
Well, the world is messed up. There's people that think Alex Bregman's doing historic things. I mean, it's a messed up world, man. People are sick.
It's sort of a chicken or the egg thing because, like, no woman is going to have sex with a guy like that. And, I mean, maybe they would if he wasn't having sex with beavers. But maybe he's having sex with beavers because no woman will have sex. I don't know what the...
It's a chicken or egg thing, right?
Yeah, it's very...
But he has meth to give to a methy woman, so she would probably have sex.
Yeah, because there's some meth woman that would be like, you know what?
Yeah, methy women will...
I'll take one for that.
Yeah.
That's a damn shame. Poor beaver.
It is.
Yeah, let that beaver die peacefully. Make a hat out of him.
Yeah.
Don't make a sex doll out of him.
Make,
horrible.
Make boots out of him.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do with that, but don't do that. Poor beaver. First he's minding his own business. He's wandering across the street. Thunk. Car hits him.
Yeah, that's your day's bad enough if you're a beaver.
Yeah, and so he's laying there and he's dying. It could be a female beaver.
He's like, oh, this is the worst day of my life. I just got hit by a car. What, you know?
I hope I get into beaver heaven.
Yeah.
And
you know, oh, my beaver son and daughter, they'll never see me again.
And then you're just sitting there,
and
all of a sudden
comes along.
It's like, ah, what's that?
How do I make your day work? Oh, maybe this human is going to help me. Maybe he's going to offer me a, what? What is that? No. Come on. Come on, people of Earth. You're better than this.
No, they're not.
We should be better than this.
That's why I'm so out on people. Wait, the woman went home to get a box for the beaver? I know there's a joke in there somewhere, Mike, from Tom.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I wonder what crime that beaver committed to piss off the beaver god to that point where that was his punishment.
Yeah.
That must have been one really awful beaver. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. So